أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى صدق الله العلي العظيم. Today we begin the opening verses of Surah Taha. This surah predominantly was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Meccan period, that is the pre-Hijra period of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The previous surah, Surah Maryam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken about various anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Zakariya, Hazrat Yahya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Hazrat Maryam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Ibrahim, Hazrat Ismail, Hazrat Ishaq, Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. And concluding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Hazrat Ismail and Hazrat Idris alayhim salatu wa salam. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the great Nabi, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, his mission of da'wah to Fir'aun, and together with him was his brother, Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we did not reveal this Qur'an upon you to create a difficulty for you. Some narrations indicate that in the initial stages of the wahi of the Qur'an Kareem, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exert himself in standing up at night and making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the Qur'an Kareem. And similarly, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een used to do the very same, in that they would stand up and they would exert themselves in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from toiling to that extent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we had not revealed this Qur'an upon you litashqa, so that you should put yourself through this toil, through this difficulty. Also some ulama have stated that this Qur'an Kareem has been revealed to you as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been revealed to you as a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not a means of toiling. Illa tadhkiratan liman yakhsha. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the reality of this Qur'an is, it is a tadhkira. Tadhkira means advice. And for who is this advice? لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. For those who fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When we look at this Qur'an Kareem from the beginning to the end, we will find various advices Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to those who recite the Qur'an Kareem. But who will be most suitable and who will accept this advice as quicker than others will be those who have this quality, as Allah described in this ayah of khashiyat. Khashiyat means those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have the awe of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in their hearts. The ulama have expressed that this term khashiyat is actually a term, although it means the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two components that are important for one to gain the khashiyat of Allah. One is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly is one begins to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One honors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these two qualities come within a person, then that is regarded as khashiyat. So hence in this ayah, in these ayats, the opening ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the function of this Qur'an Kareem, relieving Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam of exerting himself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Muzzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite that which is easy from the Qur'an Kareem, so you don't need to exert yourself insofar as the recitation of the Qur'an or standing up in tahajjud with the Qur'an Kareem. And you also, O Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, and Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So the very important message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left for us, that we are all looking for advice from time to time, and Allah says that this Qur'an is a tadhkira, and this Qur'an is a means of advice. Obviously, we will accept this advice quicker if we bring this quality of khashiyat, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and honor for Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.